Because my friend, he's got a sweet flair to him, too.
Does
oh,
he?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let's right up his alley.
I'm
then.
Salivating over this food right. over here.
I can't right. believe I'm blanking your blank. All right, so talk to me about The Conjuring.
Man, it scared me. I'll come right out with it for the first part. I went by myself. Thanks, Matt. Yeah. Brought back nightmares from last night.
That's an inside Conjuring joke.
Yes.
Oh, you guys are hilarious with the Conjuring jokes. Hey, was there a clapper in the movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Clap
yes.
on.
Yes.
Clap off.
Unfortunately, the lights didn't come on when the clapping occurred. But that may have helped. But, yeah, it scared me. First off, I was the only one in the theater when I went to see this
oh,
last
that
night.
Is terrifying.
So,
I mean, the only thing
to
be worse is
me.
It was just yeah. you and a clown.
Oh, I know. I would have had to walk out. So,
hello.
Yeah, so it's basically a horror story based in the 70s, early 70s.
Sorry, to clarify. Horror.
Horror.
Yeah, I'd like
horror.
To make sure everybody gets that clearly.
Horror.
I don't want any calls from my mom.
Film from
oh.
the 70s. And it has that kind
you guys
of
shouldn't talk
feel.
Like that on a radio. It was horror, Mom. Horror, he said. Lindsay Lohan's not in this one. Sorry.
So, yeah, based in the 70s, has that kind of 70s feel. It was directed by James Wan, who did Saw, the first Saw. So I was expecting maybe a little bit of gore, maybe a little bit of blood. None of that in this movie at all. It's basically rated R due to the fear. But it's a family that moves into this farmhouse. As soon as they move in, you can tell something's not right. The dog doesn't want to go inside the house.
No, that's always that's your first sign.
Yeah, that's your first sign.
If a dog is ever uneasy,
it was a
just
trained
leave.
Dog. Yeah,
just leave.
That's right.
Leave.
That's right. So, I mean, that's your first kind of thing that, like, something's not right with this house. And then immediately things start happening, you know, time, the weird things with the clocks and, you know, waking up in the middle of the night and just creepy stuff. So eventually the family decides, hey, there's definitely something wrong with this house. After a few occurrences, they bring in the, Lorraine? The two big,
ghost
paranormal hunters.
Yeah.
hunters, you know, Ed and Lorraine.
Ed, yes.
Yeah, that's right. So they bring these guys in here who have been putting on all these studies throughout colleges and things like that. And soon the entity kind of takes over, kind of starts to begin to bleed in their lives. And I really liked the movie. I thought it was a great movie. I was just kind of didn't really like the ending, I could say. It wasn't as climactic as I was liked.
Spoil it!
I'm kidding.
One thing about the ending.
Definitely scary.
That's something that they don't show you in the trailers. It's a lot of what's scary about it you see in the trailer, you know, for parts. The ending part, they don't
they
tell
left
you
it out
yet,
there, yeah.
So.
And, you know, what I liked about it was the climactic part happened at the end and not kind of in the middle of the movie. And then the whole, you know, end of the movie is them trying to escape this entity. It really just happens towards the end of the movie. And, you know, I did like that, but it just wasn't as climactic as I would have liked. But
So it was anti-climactic, you might say?
No, well, not necessarily. Okay. Just not as climactic as I would
now,
have liked.
Now, how does this rank on the other horror movies you've seen?
Well, my number one is The Exorcist for sure. I mean, that's always been one
of
those.
I kind of compared this to
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it has the feel of Amityville horror. It has kind of some ties to that, which makes it really good. But on the fear scale, I would probably put it in my top five.
Did you have a nightmare about it?
No.
Did you have trouble going to sleep?
Do you think about it?
Coming home,
you?
I was like, I hope this entity, I'm not bringing this home with me. You know, I had that feeling.
Well, you're the only one in the theater, so if it
was
going to anybody, it was going to you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly,
that's just
exactly.
how it works.
I was kind of tense throughout the movie, but I definitely recommend seeing it 3.5 on the 5 banana scale, so definitely worth checking out.
I'm terribly uncomfortable sitting next to you now. Actually.
I just don't know if I could see something like that.
Especially by yourself.
I don't want to think about it.
I couldn't get anybody to go with me.
Why subject yourself to it?
No one would go, and I was expecting to have people in the theater with me, but walked in, it was empty.
Speaking of possession, I don't know what happened with Craig Elo. I had this story sent to me this happened late last week. I had it sent to me over the weekend. Craig Elo, who was on our show. Yeah. Chris, you were on the show that day.
Yeah.
We were at Ideal Feed doing the show.
Great interview, yeah. A lot of fun.
14 years of the NBA, and of course haunted by that shot that Michael Jordan hit over him in the playoffs.
Man.
Super nice guy is from our dealings with him.
I just figured out why he was not returning your emails to his Eastern Washington University email address. He apparently resigned as an assistant last month. He was arrested early last Thursday on charges including domestic violence after firefighters found family members holding him down near a pile of burning clothes outside his rural Spokane home. Spokane County Sheriff's deputies arrested Elo 51 on a felony charge of first-degree reckless burning and a separate charge of domestic violence. According to the sheriff's office, he was booked in the county jail.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
I almost messed
up.
He was heard screaming on the way to the police station, "Laces out! Finkel is Einhorn. He is haunted by Michael Jordan's jump shot being dumped in his face and replayed millions of times over and over again."
The demons have finally gotten to him.
They have.
And you brought it all up again.
I know.
It might be your fault.
We stirred the pot on Michael
Jordan's
birthday.
It's a good thing we got him on before, you know.
Before he went, woohoo, woohoo. Because we poke at those who do wrong, we must commend those who do well.
Okay.
The last time we mentioned Bubba Watson on the show was because he was berating his caddy on national television. In this case, Bubba Watson spread a little love after shooting a 69 in the second round of the Bridgestone Invitational last Friday. He went into an Akron, Ohio Chipotle, which I have still not graced yet.
You ever been to Chipotle?
No.
It's very good.
Really? I've heard good things.
Pretty good stuff.
Never been to one. There's actually one close to my home.
I prefer a tropical smoothie cafe.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you do.
Thank you very much.
Not only did he grab himself a burrito for dinner, but he also bought burritos for the 60 other people in the restaurant. Webb Simpson's caddy, Paul Tesori, tweeted a photo of it. Because, of course, Bubba and his caddy aren't talking anymore. $500. $500. And actually, there's all kinds of people in here that ask for extra meat. I was like, hey, Bubba's buying. It's all good.
Yeah.
So,
double the meat.
He peeled off five $100 bills and got away with a ticket of $497.76. How about that?
Very nice of him.
They don't have meatless Mondays.
Golf clap.
No, they don't.
They don't. Not like tropical smoothies.
No.
That's right. I do eat there quite often. And last but not least, this is much less bizarre. It's actually great news for our friends down the road in Conway. UCA receiving word Monday that the NCAA finally did something right. Going to allow transfer quarterback Taylor Reed immediate eligibility, and he will have 3 years of eligibility remaining. The sophomore from El Dorado, who sat out at Arkansas last season after transferring from Memphis, where he started 9 games in 2011. He's had an interesting road. And, of course, next year he'll have an opportunity to compete for the starting position after Winrich Smothers graduates.
Yep.
So it's great for him, great for UCA. We are going to have a What the Hell segment coming up that I'm extremely excited about.
You sound like it.
And your chance to win
Bon Jovi tickets.
I wanted to say it.
Wow. Good thing Chris isn't here because he really hates Bon Jovi. also, David Basil with a rundown of the Little Rock Touchdown Club. All kinds of exciting announcements.
It's going to be a big year.
We're going to be live at every Touchdown Club meeting this coming season.
Woo-hoo!
Including live interviews with all of the guests. We'll also be able to take audio from the podium as they speak to the Little Rock Touchdown Club. And we are also going to be welcoming in the state's most read sports writer, Wally Hall. The most read sports columnist, I guess I should say.
Wednesdays with Wally.
Tomorrow's our first one. I'm all giddy. It's as though it's Christmas Eve and tomorrow is Christmas Day. And when I open my package, Wally Hall is going to jump out.
What's he going to be? Is he going to be wearing like a Santa suit?
Yes, he can be the Santa.
Bow.
I'll be the elf.